يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Only Allah gives us that duty which we can do. Otherwise, na'uzu billah, it will be zulm from Allah. That what we cannot do, He made us responsible for. We can, but choose the right way. So Allah Ta'ala has made this. وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Special people, ulama, sulaha, they control their nafs, they go higher than the special malaika also. This nafs Allah has given us, you can soar the skies with it. Or otherwise, you can sink in the ground with it if you don't control it. So we have to learn to control it. Then Allah gives one practical example of the people who didn't control their nafs. We only have the conscience. We won't feel guilty. These people went to the extent that it was naqatullah. It was the miracle of Allah Ta'ala. And they killed it. They had that great audacity. Then Allah fa'aqa ruha. Damdama alayhim rabbuhum bi dhanbihim. Allah sent, make damdama. Send, He pounded them with His azab. And to become an alim is not enough. To go in jamaat is not enough. Very important to get control of our nafs. Otherwise, this nafs is such. How many cases a husband gives his wife divorce on small, small matters. And then he suffers the consequences forever. Either he has to make halala or without halala he knows I'm...
Ummat first, and then all men, all people, man, woman, then all jinn also. Make dua for them, Allah give them also hidayah. So that is also very, very important. And one dua which Allah has put in my heart, which if somebody feels it's good for them to make say ameen on it. And if we Allah accept it, before we get up from the majlis, we are all waliullahs. You know, guna on our head, we make tawbah, no guna. And just keep the head up again. If it falls down, put it, make tawbah again. Bring it up.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. That is one point we should keep in mind. The other is, which is also quite disturbing, and which we are all aware of also, but we don't pay attention, is when adhan is going, then we are commonly talking. And it appears like the students are making mutala.
जब देखो कपड़े कितने कपड़े लटके हुए कबट में एक जगह हमारा जाना हुआ एक मुल्क में और वहां ऑटो में बयान था तो जब गए वहां तो देखा कि बहुत सारी जूतियां जो है अलमारी शेल्फ में बाहर घर के तो मुझे खुशी हुई कि माशाल्लाह बहुत औरतें आई आज बयान सुनने को बाहर में चला के आता है बाकी फेंक देता है तो ये ऐसे जिंदगी नहीं होनी चाहिए और आज अफसोस है कि उलमा के ऐसी जिंदगी हो गई जिनको दूसरों को बचाना चाहिए था खुद वो मुब्तला हो गए अब वो क्या दूसरों को मना करेंगे जब वो खुद मुब्तला है वो कैसे अपनी जुबान भी खोल सकते वैसे बयान भी शादियों में मॉल भी जाके निकाह पराता है हॉल में तो मक्का शरीफ में उनका मकान था उनको रास्ते मालूम थे जो नाबीना सहाबा उनको कोई गाइड की जरूरत नहीं थी वो खुद चले जाते थे वो जानते थे लेकिन हिजरत और की और ये तमाम चीजें बाजू ने हजरत खब्बाब रजी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु उनके घर वाले भी पीछे रह गए अकेले वो तशरीफ ये बाब है कुरान शरीफ की आयत पर इमाम बुखारी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह ने बाब बयान दिया या अय्युहन नास ये लोगो इन वाद अल्लाह हक्कन अल्लाह का वादा सच्चा है पक्का है यानी कयामत आने की ही है आखिरत हक है कोई इसमें बरज़ख कब्र की जिंदगी हक है पीना यहाँ का खाना पीना घूमना फिरना यहाँ मजे करना एक दूसरे पर तफाखुर करना तनाफुस करना ये तमाम चीजें कहीं तुम्हें धोखा में न डाले ولا حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم إلا الغرور پھر آگے میں کو سمجھنا چاہے کہ شئین الشیطان لکم عدو مبین فاتخذوه عدوا انما يدعو حزبه ليكون من اصحاب السعير شیطان جو ہے وہ اپنے یدعو حزبه اس کا پورا گروہ کو اس لیے بلاتا ہے تاکہ وہ ان کے ساتھ اصحاب السعير جہنم والوں میں سے بنے یہ شیطان کا کام ہے وہ تمہیں بھلان عمران ابن عبان نے ان کو خبر دی کہ میں حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کے پاس آیا بے طہور ہی اس کے وضو کے پانی کے ساتھ یعنی اس کو وضو کرنا تھا تو وضو کے پانی کے ساتھ میں آیا وہ جالسن علی المقاعد اور تشریف فرمائے تھے مقاعد پر. مقاعد بیٹھنے کی جگہ یا ایک جگہ خاص جو تھی اس کا رجوع جیسے وضو بناتا ہے, یعنی اچھی طرح سے وضو صحیح کہ کوہنیاں بھی پوری وہ اس کو بھی دھوئے خلال بھی کرے اور تمام چیزیں جو ہے وضو کے جتنے اس کے آداب ہیں اس کی سنن ہے اس کو ادا کرے. جو اس طریقے سے وضو کرتا ہے ثم اتى المسجد, پھر مسجد کو آتا ہے فرق رکعتین, پھر دو رکعت تحیت المسجد تحیت.
جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the iman of every single person. And as Mawlana mentioned about our cases, one very speciality of our khanka of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, put a lot of emphasis that how can a person protect his gazes. By protecting of our gazes, Hazrat used to say that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me in this world, the very high status.
But when you eat curry, there what you call a meal.
Right.
And this is just like a snack, a tea. Right. Yeah. Also, Zamzam water. If you're not in front of the Kaaba, not necessary to stand and face Qibla.
Not necessary.
You can do, no problem. But it's not necessary. But when you are at visa also, don't just go and book your ticket and you haven't got a passport also. So make sure your iman is intact also. So the next surah is Suratul Mu'minun. Wa akhiru da'wana.
The artificial, what a big deception. And your love for Allah Ta'ala increases. Then Allahu Akbar, you in a different world. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind and merciful. The spot of the Sadiqeen, of the lovers of Allah, it's not only that you'll get great position in the Akhirat, in this world what you'll get. Allahu Akbar.
اٹھایا شیخ کے جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوگی کہ جو ان پر فدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل تقریر میں اگر سر جنہیں ملی اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے
وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم حول من الأهوال مقتهمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. The breath of ours is sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the enjoyment of life is also different. And normally, according to the terminology of the sawuf, it is called pass and fast, which generally, according to many other khankas, many other buzurgs, they explain pass and fast, which that a person trains his breath to make the zikr and fast means every breath, how to take care, how to look after this, and this you'll only get from those people who got this in them. And this is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what myself and all of us, we have to come here for, to learn how to look after every breath of ours. And then when every breath of a person is sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. When we show our eagerness that we try and make an effort, that every step of ours, every breath of ours, we must be conscious that we save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat taught us so beautifully, that the mashayikh, the ahlullah, two worries they have got all the time. So every breath a person has to be worried that I must stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can be in a beautiful garden, he can be in a palace, but he's in a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be living a miserable life. You won't have 1 minute of peace and contentment and happiness. On the other hand, a person can be thrown into a for him. There agar dil. So for who else must you give that life? And you give that life back to Allah Ta'ala by saving yourself from haram desires. In return, Allah Ta'ala gives you 100 lives. And not only 100 lives, 1,000 lives. And a person will get the taste of Jannat in this world already. And how will we get this ability? Now this part is very, this Nas, it's very delicate, this part also. This part is not so easy, as Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Tartav Gari Rahmatullah Ali used to say on behalf of all the Mashaykh, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That alone you won't able to tread the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, and Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. He says one end somewhere far away from Kaaba Sharif, he is making dua and he is saying, Ya Allah, I want to visit your Kaaba Sharif. I'm a small end. When am I going to reach there? My very small footsteps. Where am I going to reach Kaaba Sharif? Example, he reprimands us. And where does our Shaykh really reprimand? Hazrat says that the tarbiyat of this time is, if you're going to tell a murid something, we will run away, especially a useless person like myself. We'll run away. We only want praises all the time. But when the Shaykh's reprimand is fana ke liye. Example, what is this Naz? That they got their very delicate situations. Like Hazrat says, it's so beautiful. Different wives they have to go through. But those women who go through those wives, then all the 8 doors of Jannah are open for them. For the pleasure of Allah. And one is, when you go through the wives of your Shaykh, like Hazrat reminds us very, very sternly, Allah Ta'ala save us all. Allah Ta'ala says, fariqan hada wa fariqan haqqa alimul dalala. That the group, we put them on the path of hidayat. Those that were eager and wanted to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they took all the difficulties in this path, we put them on the path of hidayat. And they reached their goal, they found Allah ta'ala very firmly. And you are prepared to just go through the little training, then this path is very, very enjoyable also. That rahe fana se rehbar rahe khuda huwe. That once upon a time, you are on the path of the part of the dunya that is going to become annihilated. This world, everything of it, all then to realize that I came to those people have become successful, that now all artificial and all illicit affairs, all those things that take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stayed very, very far away and they got connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pala parahe jinku talatum ke maut se gumra kashtiyo ke hi wahi na khuda huwe. Allahu Akbar. If you do one thing, you'll be saved, and not only saved, you'll be honored. So they said, oh Allah, what should we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, oh my tawns, you just go and stay in the company of the roses.